Some women get burned by the fire and some women rise from it. Welcome to the Born to Rise Society podcast with Laura Sanzo, where goddesses come to rise and go from survivor mode to creation mode. Are you ready, goddess? Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Born to Rise Society podcast with Laura Sanzo. I'm your host, Laura Sanzo, and today I have the opportunity to sit down with a good friend and an incredible Canadian-based artist. Her name is Sarah Tomlinson. She is from Vancouver, BC, so welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. And she's owner and founder of Printing by Moonlight and visual artist at The Girl with Many Secrets. And I have to say, before we get into everything, Sarah, I met Sarah, I would say earlier in the year, right around the time COVID was starting, or like it was just at the time that was really starting to really dismantle the entire world globally. And I have to say, at that time, I found that two people either did two things, and I know Sarah can relate. People either retracted into fear and scarcity and lack, or they expanded. And I have to say, when I think about the latter, Sarah is the first person that really comes to mind. And that's why I wanted to speak to her today, because Sarah really used that time that we were all given by default to really just expand, and not even just her craft, but just really herself. Like, the growth I've seen in Sarah from the time I've met her to now is just like extraordinary. And obviously her craft, but also just being present and being consistent. And I've said this on my podcast, and I've said this on other people's podcasts, that I think in times that there's so much uncertainty, people really obviously need, you know, the artistic value that you provide, but even just that consistency, because it really allows people to feel safe. And I think, you know, now more than ever, people need to know that even when they feel uncertainty, they could come to your social media handles and such and know that you're going to be there and you're going to be consistent and allow them to just really feel safe. So even just for myself, on behalf of everybody, thank you for being there the last few months, because I know that's not easy to just always showing up, which is so powerful. So before we get started, I want to ask you, where did this all start? Because you're such an incredible artist, and we're going to talk about your art specifically in a few minutes. But when did you know, when we talk about, you know, inner child work and going back to our childhood and such. So when did you know that you had a gift?
Probably, I really, really kind of discovered the gift. I just hit my 3-year anniversary of kind of, like I say, discovering my art gift. But I've always kind of been like, I'd say, colorfully inclined, because I drew an adult coloring book as an adult for a hobby. And I went to a couple like community art school classes in my 20s. But it was really 3 years ago where I sat down and I had this sudden urge to all of a sudden draw my own pictures. And I've never had that before. And I was a little bit scared and nervous, but I'm like, I feel like I need to create my own piece with my pencil crayons. And I did. And I was actually just blown away by my first piece. And I just knew that at that, yeah, my first drawing, I was like, oh, I think I need to be an artist.
I that's so incredible, because I thought you were going to say you were like 6 and 7 and you realized that you were like, you know, just had this ability. So 3 years, that's incredible.
Mm. Yeah, no, it really changed my life. It blew me away. And yeah, it really just, it's an indescribable like home feeling, like I was coming back to myself. And it was just after, you know, my living in my 20s where I had consistently lost myself, and it was just this beacon of comfort. Like I had discovered something I was always supposed to be.
I love that. And okay, so you've said that it takes emotional time and energy to create art. It's not made, it's birth. It's a process. So can you give us a little sneak peek into what that process is? So like where it starts from the downloads and the vision, and then finally to the canvas.
I don't know. It sort of starts with a feel. Like I generally like to have this feminine feel. So there's some go-to kind of forms or ideas that I might go to. And then I kind of, you know, I actually just open up some stock photos on the internet and just start feeling and scanning for a certain pose or form that is speaking to me at the moment. And I'll use that some awesome inspiration. And then everything kind of fills in around it, around that kind of idea. But the whole process of forming an idea, of generating it, of putting it on canvas, there's a lot of, it's not like this seamless process that could happen in a day. There's kind of a lot of wait periods. I tend to do a lot of walks in nature or meditate where there's something that pops up, like, you know, a certain color scheme or a certain item that needs to go in there. So I'm kind of piecing it together over a certain amount of days. And then even while I'm painting or forming a more complicated painting, again, that kind of happens. Like I'll be painting and then I'll kind of like stall a little bit, or sometimes I'll get like a little bit of a headache and then I'll just know it's like, oh, it's time to take a break. And I'm going to wait for another thing to generate. So yeah, I don't know. It is like a birth process, that can sometimes, you know, take days or weeks. But it's really worth it, what comes out.
And I love that you allude that you get like physical symptoms from it as well, which is so powerful, mm-hmm. which we're going to talk about in a minute. But you had mentioned the feminine energy. So we actually, Sarah and I actually met in a manifestation group on Facebook. I don't know if you remember, but I'm pretty sure that's how we met.
Yes.
So, and that's, I have to say, that's something that really sets you apart as an artist for me anyways, is just the way that you really incorporate the whole spiritual realm into your art. So would you say, is that something that is intentional or just happened organically as you went through like kind of your spiritual awakening or your enlightenment, that it just falls into your work?
Yeah, it just happens. It's just always kind of just flowed out of me. You know, I generally say art is like a direct expression of the universe and the soul anyways. Yeah. But when I discovered art, I would probably consider myself an atheist. Uh-huh. And I hadn't hit my spiritual, I probably hadn't discovered spirituality for at least a year after. And yet I was still drawn to the same color schemes, which represent energy. I was still drawn to a lot of spirals and energy flows. I was drawn to, you know, showing these forms that seem to be wisping away or a part of the environment themselves. And that's kind of how I see us now as spiritual beings. So it's really funny that it was always there. It was always an expression that just happened naturally.
Before you even knew really what that was.
Yeah.
So this podcast is really about, my intention with the podcast when I started was really to give women a platform, women who have risen across any like setbacks or anything of that. So you have stated that you were on a misaligned life path for 13 years as an adult. So if somebody's going to listen to this and they feel that they are misaligned, whether they're feeling stuck or just not aligned with their life purpose, what would be one piece of advice that you can give them from, you know, that time, that those 13 years where you found that you were not on your true life purpose?
I would say to take a break. You know, there's a few things that really kind of beaconed that things weren't right. And that is, I had one friend that wasn't in my main social group that was a part of it. And I would go out and drive to see her, to hang out. Mm-hmm. And everything that I thought was true in you know, that my relationship or my group of friends wasn't true with her. There was no accusations of me being false or me being defensive, and everything really flowed in a loving friendship there. And so that was kind of an incongruent aspect. And then there was a few parts where I got to take a break and then hang out again with another social group. And again, it was just a completely different environment. So I would say just take a break, even just by yourself, find an excuse to go away and just be and figure out your natural stride, and then ask yourself, am I fitting? You know, what's not fitting here? Is it really different? Because if it's really different and there's pieces that aren't matching up, I would say listen to that and then flow where it feels good.
I love that, because I have to say, like, when I was going through my misalignment, that was the one thing I found that a lot of people, or a lot of women, I should say, didn't know how to like spend time with themselves. And mm-hmm. that for me was a game changer as well, to learn how to just spend time with myself and love spending time with myself. So when I knew I was with people, it's because I wanted to be, and not because I needed that, you know, that presence from people. So powerful. So you've been nicknamed Swirl Girl. So can you tell us a little bit about your art and the techniques and where that name came from?
Absolutely. Yeah, the swirl sensation, the swirl girl, is a recent discovery. I think I manifested it in a way, but I think it was always a part part of my art career. I have always, going back to my first piece that I was talking about, there's swirls. There is like a whirlpool in my first piece. There's swirls in my second piece, in my third piece, in my fourth piece, my sketch. And they were there kind of as an accent. And then I remember about a year ago, I actually just painted a swirl and I told myself, no, who would want a swirl in a painting? That seems silly. And then, yeah, just after, it was just in July where I was running out of canvases in our quarantine. And I just had this small canvas left over. And I just sat down and I was like, just draw your swirl. Just paint your swirl. You've always loved swirls. And I did it. And then instead, so I made it a main feature in the painting. And I made my famous like female empowerment forms, the accent.
Love that.
So kind of the other way around, and it sold within about 5 minutes of me posting it.
Wow, amazing.
And I was blown away. People loved it. And it's always like been something I've loved. So it was just kind of like a match made in heaven. I think it was always there and I just had to give myself permission to love the thing that I loved.
I'm getting a download that you should have like a merch line of like hashtag swirl girl.
Yeah, no, I officially embraced it a few weeks ago when I put on my Instagram home of the swirl. Cause I really do have a talent for painting swirls. It's really, it actually has a very spiritual meaning. And that's why we all love it inherently, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just have this weird talent and I it really needs to be a thing now. So I've made it a thing officially.
Oh, I just made it a thing. Yeah, I'm officially a thing. So there's, because you keep talking, referring back to masculine, feminine energy. So there's a lot obviously happening in the world energetically right now. So especially for somebody that is a creative and needs that kind of like feminine energy and receptive mode, how do you stay, or how do you balance that, especially like right now with everything that's going on in the world in terms of lifestyle and, you know, giving yourself the breaks and that sort of thing?
For sure. I actually had too much feminine energy beforehand and too much creative flow and not enough masculine structure to my days. And I actually, it's through guidance through a coach. And that's some of our first work that we did, is to kind of balance that out. And, you know, I had some limiting beliefs about posting, you know, even things for sale on my own Instagram. But, you know, it's that kind of just that, I don't know, bringing forth and that selling structure that I was afraid to do. So I have this abundance of feminine creative flow. It just needed to be kind of pieced together in a logical way more. So I kind of like, I found like a certain structure and flow to my business weeks now. Or else I would probably just paint like 4 or 5 days straight and forget about the world.
I love that, because typically I find that people have more masculine energy than feminine. So I love that you're kind of the reverse of that.
Yes, I learned to balance that, and then bring some certain structures, a more structure even into my Etsy shop and organize it more and my website. So it's definitely like an organization structure that is a little bit more challenging for me, but also essential for health of a career.
Definitely. So there's another quote that I love by you. And that's the thing with you that I love about you. It's not just like you're just like posting your art. You're just giving so much value, which is amazing. So the ego loves to shrink, but the soul seeks expansion, which is so powerful. So and revert a lot to like comfort zone. And like, obviously we know that nothing comes out of our comfort zone. So what do you do, or what piece of advice would you give according to what you do when you're given the choice to retract or expand, exactly like at the beginning of COVID, where you just kind of just expanded in this whole like new like hemisphere of creativity and being out there and that kind of thing. So how do you like talk to yourself, I guess maybe the question is, in terms of like doing that part and not the retraction, which so many people seem to kind of just do?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've just gotten used to, I know in my heart I need to expand. Like, artists have this general sense of just wanting to share their art. like it almost doesn't matter. Like once in a while, if somebody buys a piece, that's great. But we, I don't know, we just want to share. So I know what my heart and my soul wants to do. I want more people to see my art. Like I want to share my art with more people. And so that's always like a baseline mission of my art career. So every time, you know, I have these limiting beliefs or, you know, I have some fearful training about being seen or that it's safer to be quiet. I now know that's kind of like from my past or even just, you know, teaching women that it's better to be quiet from, you know, past thousands of years. So I know inherently I need to expand and then just to lovingly push myself outside of those comfort zones. And it hasn't been easy, like, you know, doing my first lives or even just posting a photo of me and not my art. I would get nervous, you know, I would say I definitely had a lot of anxiety doing those, especially for the first few months. But then you get feedback, positive feedback that is against your fears, like it proves your fears are wrong. So it's really encouraging. But I would say just to follow your heart. And if your heart and soul really, really wants to do something, just find a way to comfortably ease into that.
And definitely make it about other people, which I think you've done so amazingly, right? And not about yourself, making it about other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask you, could we kind of share similar beliefs when it comes to science and spirituality? And we both love science and spirituality. And I think for some people, you know, they think that it's an either or. Same thing with like religion. You're either religious or you're either spiritual. And same thing with science, right? So what would you say to people, and I know you love this topic, so what would you say to people that think that it's an either-or thing when it comes to, like, spirituality and science?
I would say it's actually a mark of true wisdom to expand yourself to ideas, regardless of your judgments, like to pick up and read something that you don't know anything about or accept it and then decide. But I was actually surprised myself when I started reading about the actual science of spirituality, and it's all about energy and, you know, the quantum fields and quantum mechanics and all that. And I would probably ask them, have you ever read a book about potential energy and, you know, the quantum field? And most people haven't. I hadn't. And it just blew my mind about how true it is. And you don't need to be spiritual. And then from that base point, you can understand a little bit about the basis of spirituality. So I don't know, I would just say like, yeah, find an interesting article, a science-based article to read about the, you know, the potential energy and then its applications to, you know, how to make anything kind of happen in your life and to channel it.
And how aligned everything really is, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You talk a lot about female empowerment, which is so powerful. And like just women loving their bodies as is and just using their voice, which you reverted to. So how would you say that shows up in your work? The whole like feminism and just female empowerment and self-love.
Yeah, it feels like a little bit of a risk because not too many art pages do it, but my page isn't just about art. Like it can't be because my mission is to encourage empowerment and healing, especially in women. And, you know, there's a feminist aspect to it because even in the first world country, we have patriarchal systems that are not budging anytime soon. And, you know, they hurt underprivileged groups and the biggest underprivileged group is women. And there's not much we can do right now until more underprivileged people get to power positions and change it top down. And my solution is you can actually kind of hack the system through empowerment, you know, through learning about this energy and alignment and connection that actually connects people. And, you know, the patriarchal system isn't rooting necessarily or for underprivileged groups, but the universe is for everybody. And that's why, you know, it's a really big mission to share, you know, the imagery of female empowerment, but also practical applications of how I've empowered myself from a broken place. And I just want to share my journey and hopefully inspire others that you can make anything happen in your life that you want to, no matter what stage you're at. So it's really, really important to know, to help people know that the universe roots for everybody.
That's actually posted about that today. Is, you know, most of the people that whose names that we know, like they came from like little to like no resources. Mm-hmm. So it, I think it's so powerful for women like yourself to just really, you know, share your story and put yourself out there and just allow other women to know that they have a voice. And, you know, like you just started your journey really 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, you know, think once they hit their 20s or their 30s, like it's just they're kind of set in what they've been doing. And that's so untrue.
Oh, it's possible to start anytime, anywhere. And in fact, that's how I kind of started my own empowerment journey, is reading about other success stories. And other success stories happen at 18, 30, 50, mm-hmm. any time in the life when you hear that call, it can happen.
It's so true. So the last question I have before we get into where people could find you and your art is the flight or fight, because flight or flight response is something that resonates with me because I've experienced it. So you alluded to fight or flight in terms of resistance to love, which is so, so powerful for anybody that really understands the connection between the mind-body healing. And, you know, I think when people think about, you know, anything that maybe beliefs or anything within our mental realm, they don't understand that the physical symptoms that it causes within our bodies, right? So I love that you talk about the fight or flight, because I feel that it's not talked about enough. Mm-hmm. And I love that you combine it with resistance. So my question is, even if somebody doesn't even realize that they're experiencing flight or flight, or they may not even be experiencing it, but they are experiencing resistance the same way that you did to love, even if it's subconsciously, what would be your advice to them? And how did you kind of, I don't know if overcome is the right word, but allow yourself to be loved and to love?
It was quite a journey. How did I allow myself to be loved again? I honestly think the universe forced me into a position to receive love, because I had that spinal cord accident
right.
2 years ago, and I had no choice but to lean on others and lean on my parents. They had to buy me groceries. Sometimes they had to make dinners. You know, they had to help me walk upstairs when I was learning to walk. And I, you know, if we talk about polarity in the universe, I had become very, very defensive out of a survival mechanism from mm-hmm. my past relationship and needing to do everything myself, or else I felt it would be at risk of being destroyed. So to keep everything safe, I would do everything myself. So although somebody isn't having an accident where they have to rely, I would say to slowly learn how to receive things in life, even if it's from a stranger on a street opening the door, mm-hmm. and to realize that, to notice how many kind gestures actually come our way in a selfless way from people just being kind. And because it's always about what we notice in life, to like support our theories, our personal theories. So I'd really just say, just start to notice even all the small things that we can receive. Even the smallest acts of love from strangers could help the process of learning to receive again.
I love that, because that could even be allotted to money, in terms of abundance, right? Because people just allude abundance as like monetary value that they could see in their bank account. So exactly to your point, it's so powerful that like once we start to notice the small things, that like even when we find like a dime on the corner or a quarter, most people just walk by and just think, well, it's just a dime, it's just a quarter, unless they understand like the spiritual realm to the dime, but typically they'll just walk past it. But until we can start like really learning how to receive exactly what you said, even just the smaller things.
Oh, absolutely. I started learning to receive or kind of be put in a position where I had to receive. And then, you know, it was further down the line that I started reading about, you know, the energy of abundance. And then I got to that point of, you know, giving, because I was a giver, because I wouldn't receive in life. And then I read, I'm like, oh, to create abundance, and money flow, I have to receive. And so, you know, I'm a really good study. And I was like, okay, I'm going to find every part of my life where I am not receiving well and start retraining that.
I love that. And then once you retrain, it's almost like you're expecting to receive. And it's like, where's it going to come from today? Or like you get like a discount or something. It's like, oh, obviously, like it just becomes second.
Oh, yeah. There's so many surprises and so many things in our life that's even not money. But yeah, no, it's certainly a nice surprise when you see everything that we're given.
And once you have that muscle strength, then it just shows up in every area of your life, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, do you want to show something? But we're not going to be showing camera, but it wasn't nice. I'm just like always like, show your art. But for people that want to see your art and experience all the value that you give, where can they find you?
Oh, absolutely. I am most active on Instagram. So you can find me at A Girl With Many Secrets on Instagram. But I have Facebook as well, Girl With Many Secrets. And then my website, www.girlwithmanysecrets.ca. It's all Girl With Many Secrets. So I'm pretty sure I'm the first on the internet search now for that.
Before we end, since you brought this up, well, Girl With Many Secrets, is there any meaning behind that? Or is that something that organically just you downloaded or?
It was a download, definitely. Yeah. I just had this strange pull again, right when I discovered my art. And I was like, I sometimes don't even sign my originals. Because I really feel connected, like I said, to that female energy, to the feminine energy, soulfully, like in an abundant way. And it's her expression through me for women. And so even when I give a painting to a woman that she's bought, I sometimes don't even sign the front because it's officially hers.
Oh, like, that's so powerful. I love that.
Like I give a certificate of authenticity with it. But it's a way to not claim my art and just to make it a universal expression from a woman to a woman. So that's why I don't say Sarah Tomlinson art, because it's our art as women.
So for anybody that wants to just go straight to your art and look at your art, your Etsy is the same name?
Pretty much the same name. Yeah. Girl With Many Secrets on Etsy. Yeah.
And it could get shipped anywhere, right?
Oh yeah, no, I've shipped internationally, US, Canada, Belgium, and Australia so far. So.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to leave everyone with before we end? Anything that is just downloading or coming to you that you're being called to share?
I would just say the biggest thing we could ever do is listen to our own heart and intuition and let her guide us the way, because she never leads us astray. We just have to trust her.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much for your time. I'm so excited for everyone to, a lot of people know you, but even more people to be able to experience all the value you give, your art, and you.
Yeah, thank you for an opportunity. It's so great to speak to you.
Thank you so much.